It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
If you're in a courtship, if you're in a relationship, how long is too long before you kind of take the leap and make the big plunge? Who's supposed to initiate that, and is it bad if the girl does? Is she supposed to do that ultimatum thing that you've seen in the movies? My guest is psychologist and neuropsychologist, Dr. Marsha Lucas. So, Dr. Lucas, we've got a situation where you've been with someone a while, but you think they're not as interested in marriage as you are. What do you then do? Do you jump ship because maybe you want to live your life with someone who wants to marry you? Do you give the ultimatum? What, you know, is that counterproductive? What do you actually do in that case?
Well, you know, I want to say one important thing about the whole idea of an ultimatum, right? It's a very loaded term. It's, you know, it's really very like it's this or it's that. And what I want to always encourage couples to do is to take a look at where is that energy, that sort of ferocious, are you in or are you out, coming from? And that really has a lot to do with understanding yourself and your own attachment style. Whether you tend to be, well, let's first say that includes roughly half of us, because the research shows that in the U.S., about half of all adults have an attachment style that they've had since early childhood. We'll talk more about that. That is either anxious, ambivalent, that's one unhealthy style, or avoidant. And as you might be able to tell from those two, if you're anxious and ambivalent, you're the one who maybe wants to make sure the relationship is going to work, and you're not going to leave me, are you? And you are going to marry me, right? That's a sort of stereotype of the anxious, ambivalent attachment style. And then the avoidant, you know, somebody on the other side going, yeah, you know, I'm just not sure yet. I'm not sure the chemistry's right. I'm not sure I'm ready. And those two kinds of attachment styles are like magnets for one another. So then you end up in the situation where one of you is ready and eager and raring to go and let's go, maybe out of some anxiety. And the other one is digging in heels and saying, whoa, the more you push me, the more scared I get and the more I'm going to back up. That's what I see most commonly people struggling with when they reach that point of ultimatum.
Okay, so when they reach that point, I mean, how soon is too soon? You don't want to, obviously, you don't want to rush things. You don't want, especially with right. The rate of divorce in this country, you know.
Yeah.
How do you know when it's time, when it's right?
Well, for one thing, how much time have you spent talking with this significant other about what they know about themselves, what they know about their attachment styles? How much do you know about their relationship history? So first of all, you've got to have laid some decent groundwork to communicate about what your ideas are about relationship. If you haven't talked about that, you got to do that regardless of how long it's been. The other thing is it depends in part on age. And I say that as sort of a rough estimate, because depending if you're 20 years old and you've been dating for 6 months or a year, you're not going to have gleaned as much information about yourself in relationships, about your own style and your partner's style. And your partner's not going to know as much about himself as, let's say, when you are 40 or 50 and you're entering, you know, maybe your second or third significant relationship of your life, and you know a bit more and you know more what to look for and you know about your own sort of warning signs. So I would say it really varies depending on how well you know yourself. And that usually goes along with age and experience, although not always. I meet a lot of people later in life who are still pretty clueless about what it is that's driving their relationships down the same hole every time.
Well, okay, so we get to know ourselves. We know what we need from a relationship.
Right.
Do you reflect those? Do you want to voice those needs? Or, I mean, because people think, oh, you know, their husbands should be mind readers or their boyfriends should be mind readers. of course, that's just so common. But do we voice these needs, or does voicing these needs sound like a whiner? Well, I need this from you and I need that. It's like, sounds like something out of a new age, you know, movie or something.
Right. So one of the sort of couples therapy 101, one of the first skills that people need to know when they're going to communicate with their spouses in an authentic and meaningful way is to drop the idea that if you love me, you'll read my mind. You'll know what I need. You'll know what I'm feeling. that is nonsense. Now, that's not to say that all feelings have to be expressed in words, because that's something that differs by gender, by experience, by age. But you do need to be able to communicate in an authentic way. So you need to show up, you know, with your full self, pay attention to what's going on inside yourself in the relationship, tell your truth, and don't be too attached to the results. And the game playing that I see go on so often between couples who are kind of trying to negotiate and navigate either early stages of dating or later stages, that's where it tends to fall apart, is between telling your truth, as best you know it anyway, and not being too attached to the results. Sort of the trying to figure out, well, if I say it this way, he'll think that. And if she says this, then what it might really mean is that. For heaven's sake, be honest. You're going to potentially be spending the rest of your lives together. All the secrets are going to come out anyway. You might as well know it up front.
Well, that certainly is a good, you know, that's a good approach. And some people might think, you know, aggressive, whatever. So do you give a little as you're saying what you want? Do you say it right out? I mean, obviously, we don't want to be threatening. And we don't, right. You know, want to be like demeaning in some way, like,
right.
You're not giving me what
right.
I want sexually, or you're not giving me what I
right.
want financially, but yet you
exactly.
want to let them know you want these things.
Yes. Yeah. So let me say this too. What you want, or the way that you arrive at what the ideal is or what the symbol is. So for example, let's say, you know, I want a ring, right? I want to get engaged. I want a ring. And what would really help a lot more in communicating that, you know, this is kind of a silly example, but it helps make my point, is what you really want is, I feel uncertain about whether you want to stay with me. And I need to know that that's your intention. And one way that I'd know that is if we became officially engaged, right? That's very different than, why haven't you gotten me a ring yet? Or when are we going ring shopping, right? Very different qualitatively. And it's much more authentic because you're talking about what the underlying feelings are.
That's almost like the old days of the father asking, what are your intentions?
Kind of. Although back then it was more, you know, about how much money are you going to earn? And, you know, if you knock her up too soon, what are you, you know, what are you going to do? The idea here is, what are your emotional intentions, and what is it that you want to get out of and put into a relationship with me? It's not about the ring. It's not even necessarily about getting married, although that's one way to try to, you know, feel that you're more committed and more secure, is to stand up in front of your community and say, this is what I pledge. But really the conversation that goes on and the preparation, the psychological and emotional preparation that goes on before you decide to get married, is much more important than planning the wedding itself. I'll say that up front too.
Well, it certainly is, and people put so much pressure on that whole wedding thing itself. But give us in the last 1 minute your very best advice to people listening about when you know that you really know, and whether or not that sort of proposal, how soon is too soon.
So one thing that I can say is, the better you're able to tell the difference between fear and anxiety, which are kind of hand in hand, and actual commitment or desire to be with somebody, the better you're going to be. And the best way to know how to do that is to spend time with yourself and to get to know yourself in a way that's mindful and present and authentic. Sometimes we need help with that. Sometimes you need to learn how to meditate to be able to calm down your alarm systems in your brain. Sometimes you just need to be able to have the conversation in an open way with a friend first before you have it with your potential partner, so you can get more clear. Clarity, authenticity, that's what it's all about.
Clarity and authenticity, that is what it's all about. Dr. Mark Shalukas. And we're talking about relationships and that ultimatum. You've got to get to know yourself and know what you want and need and be able to, you know, vocalize that. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. I've never had trouble vocalizing anything. Stay well.